Well, I mean, I was lucky because my dad was a beekeeper when I was growing up, and I must have been about 10 years old, and one day I came home from school, and my mother was sitting in the kitchen, and she was looking quite shaky, and she said, your dad almost died today. And apparently what was happened was he got stung by his bees. And Dad was allergic to bee stings. I know, because whenever he would get stung on his hands, they would swell up like boxer's gloves, just get really big and puffy. And sometimes he'd get stung in the face and it looked like someone just punched him right in the eye. His eyes would swell up and everything like that. So he had an EpiPen, I think, and but the funny thing was, my dad cheaped out and he'd always wear this funny beekeeping outfit. He'd wear like a puffed down jacket, bright red, and then a beekeeping pith helmet with a veil, and really heavy blue jeans. So I can't imagine as a beekeeper myself wearing that in the heat of a prairie summer, but somehow that's what he did. But anyway, what happened was luckily he was with his mentor, Mr. Malmichuk. And they were out working with the hive, and some bees got underneath my dad's veil, and they stung him on the neck. And what happened was then he had the puffy reaction, and his throat started to close, and his body went into shock. So he passed out. So Malachuk got my mom, and they hauled my dad into the car and drove him to the hospital, which was 20 miles away in Macklin, Saskatchewan. And the doctor took one look at my dad, knew what was going on. He went and grabbed an EpiPen and saved his life. So my mom said to my dad, "You're not keeping bees anymore." And so I was kind of afraid of bees after that. But
I can imagine.
Yeah. But I also had these really great memories of being in the honey shack and extracting with this big, you know, machine where this spout came out with all this gorgeous honey dripped out into the pails, and you know, the smell of the wax and the honey together was just this beautiful, you know, amazing, sensuous experience. Mm.